You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, in Prince Rupert, EcoTrust Canada and School District 52 are expanding their greenhouse and school market growing programs. That means that more schools around Prince Rupert will start to see gardens pop up with new garden beds and greenhouses to continue growing food almost year-round. Already this year, the program is producing food that is being used in school food programs to feed hundreds of kids in Prince Rupert, which also has the highest child poverty rate in BC. Today I speak with Diane Villachet, Program Manager for Community Food Systems Innovations at EcoTrust Canada and Prince Rupert, and Nadia Howard, School District 52 Food Coordinator. Stay with us.
My name is Diane Vilsesh and I work with EcoTrust Canada. I'm the Program Manager for Land-Based Food Systems. We initially started working on community engagement around food security. And while we were doing that work, we were approached by PHABC, Public Health Association of British Columbia, and they wanted to invest in a couple of northern communities. They didn't know which one yet. And so we presented some ideas of what we'd like to do. And lucky for us, they were very happy to support us. And so with our community engagement that we had done just over a year ago in Prince Rupert, it helped to inform the project. Essentially, we did a World Cafe style community meetings. The public was invited. We had over 35 community members attend, and they gave us their ideas and things that mattered to them, and we used that information to essentially write the proposal that PHABC accepted.
My name is Nadia Hallward, and I work for the school district here in Prince Rupert.
Great, Nadia. One thing that came up there was that a lot of this food is going to be used for school food programs, and that it was pointed out that we do have the highest child poverty rate in the province here in Prince Rupert. And you know, hearing that statistic, it's quite shocking for, you know, a relatively small town. Why is this an issue? Why has the school district focused on creating this food program, and how, you know, how big, how sufficient is it, and how much is this going to help make it even better?
So the Prince Rupert School District has had a school meal program for quite a long time. I can say over 30 years in place. It has grown, of course, over the years, and with the funding that came through the provincial government, the Feeding Futures funding, my job was created, for one, to improve and enhance the school meal programs, which we have been working on steadily. And part of that is to integrate more local and traditional foods into the menu as well. And so because the demand is quite high for the meal programs, having the food from locally grown sources will, A, help our economics with the meal program. It also brings in the freshest possible food that students can get. So nutrition-wise, they're getting amazing quality food into their bellies, trying new things that students maybe have never tried before, being able to see the source of the food, which is actually very rare in Prince Rupert because we don't have a lot of agriculture here. So giving students that chance to connect their food system, to see the whole cycle of food.
Also, a mention of even integrating agricultural studies program into the curriculum. Tell me about that, because you're right. You know, we see a lot of agriculture in Terrace area, all the way to the Bulkley Valley. But here, you know, obviously, it's virtually unheard of. And it sounds like there was a bit of excitement from some of the counselors around.
Yeah, so I think the greater vision of this project as it evolves and grows in the community is to create a board authorized course for agriculture or urban agriculture, whatever we end up calling it in the end, to support these greenhouses, but mainly to get students involved in growing and learning how to do it, and how to do it specifically in Prince Rupert to generate that interest. Because we don't have farms that you can walk down to and see what's happening easily. There are other schools in BC that have these courses. So Sea to Sky School District in Squamish has a board-authorized agriculture course, and Sardis Secondary, I believe, in Chilliwack has one. So using them as kind of models to build off of, I think we can achieve that here for our students.
Why is EcoTrust focused on this here in Rupert?
Well, actually, EcoTrust is involved in creating opportunities and finding ways to support economies that provide for life. So if you visit our website, you'll see that we have a fisheries component, we have homelands, we work with Indigenous nations to help further their projects as well. And so where we see a need in small, rural, remote communities is where we tend to land. And the need is very great in Prince Rupert. A lot of our staff actually live in Prince Rupert, where 90% of our staff is, over 90% of our staff is based in BC. And we have a fairly large group of folks who work in fisheries and around fisheries. And we also work with mariculture, with Metlakatla around mariculture and land-based food systems. And so there is a real need there. The highest child poverty rate in the province. And food security is important, and we have so many challenges in Prince Rupert, you know, lack of arable land, lack of seafood access, highest child poverty rate. So all these things compounded are really, you know, it's necessary for us to do this work and help the community.
Just the last thing for you. There are several of these operations happening at schools. It sounds like there are plans to expand into more community, neighborhood-based gardens as well. But just the notion of having a market, or a vegetable market, or a seafood market, same thing, caused a bit of excitement when you don't often see that. Why did you want to come and present to Prince Rupert Council tonight? Do you see the support there to, not only from council, but from the community, to grow that and actually finally have some sort of local seafood, local market here in Rupert?
So we were involved, we actually partnered with the city and with the school district and the Gitmat Mackay Nisga Society to work on a community community food action plan, and the city is also working on their own food strategy. So we all came together to do some engagement with the community, and so that's where a lot of these ideas were born out of. And so the market, we're excited to start that hopefully in May or June this next year. And you know, a lot of community members that have participated in these meetings and have come to some of the events that we've had. Like, we recently had a food symposium where we were sharing the work that we were doing, but we also wanted to see what other community members were doing and what they wanted. So we had some harvesters, food artisans, growers, and so it was really kind of cool to have all the people together and talk about, you know, what was important and share what they were doing. And so there was such excitement around the food symposium as well that, you know, we're just excited to start a market garden. I think there's a need for it. We want to be able to support local growers who, maybe you grow too many carrots and you want to sell some to the community, or maybe, you know, you harvest mushrooms and you make the most amazing pickled chanterelles and you want to sell to the community. So there's all kinds of people that have their little niche of things that they love to do that is, you know, around food and food centered. And so it's just a really great opportunity to showcase that. And, you know, with the community gardens, we're excited to be part of that and to help help set that up so that the community can benefit as a whole.
Amazing. I'll take one of each. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists. I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.